Well, just get out there and move around better. So Morgan was in here bright and early, going through the treatments. I mean, he's obviously going through the Friday routine, defensively with the walkthroughs and in classroom. So we'll give him every, plus it's a night game too. So we have more time.
Any more optimistic than you were yesterday about his?
Yeah, he's making progress. You know, it's kind of a time clock type thing. Just what he's dealing with.
Mike, did Dayton step back?
Dayton actually. He went for it yesterday. I appreciate him for him out there pushing through it. But frankly, watching the individual work with Mike Turgovac, our D line coach, you could clearly see he's not ready. So. He's not going to make it.
Mike, without knowing really what you're going to have there on the back end of the secondary and such, what kind of challenge is it with Drew Brees with that release still, even at 35 years old, and what he can do getting that ball out?
I mean, Drew Brees is a big challenge for our defense. We're excited as a defense for this opportunity. We've been playing better each and every week. First off, we got to stop the run. They're doing a very good job with particularly the outside zone play. And Drew does a great job of getting in and out of the personnel groups, identifying defensive, alignments and coverage and things like that early, and gets the ball out of his hands. So we got to put pressure on. We got to get him off the spot. Get to him, and more importantly, we got to tackle and throw. So this is a big challenge for our defense. And like I said, we've been getting better each and every week, and we're excited for the opportunity.
Do you still consider him kind of maybe that premier quarterback at that release?
Drew Brees?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a premier quarterback. I mean, no doubt about it.
This may be an obvious question, but maybe it's not. But you guys, you've had Aaron now for a bunch of years, and it's kind of the same thing with the Saints with Peyton and Brees. What is the advantage as a guy who's building an offensive scheme to have that kind of continuity with the guy running the show?
Well, continuity with quarterback is obviously very important and of most importance. The quarterback position is the most important position in a game of football. So to have continuity at that position obviously means the player is of definitely high value, and both Aaron and Drew obviously are. So it gives you the opportunity to have continuity, cohesiveness. You're running your program, the importance that they are to the program, and I'm not just talking about on the field, I'm talking about in the locker room, in the classroom, teaching the history of concepts, the origin of concepts, this is where this play started, and really it's about having the same message just from as many different people as possible, and when you have a great quarterback, who can deliver the message better than them?
Does it help you evolve as an offense that there's a certain baseline in place already that maybe you can branch off into a new direction because you don't have to start from scratch all the time?
Yeah, I thought I answered that. I mean, it gives you a chance to, establish a program, develop your program. Nothing ever stays the same. You have, the individual that's been with you since the first day you implemented your program. That was the whole history of every concept in your offense, the starting point, the variations, the trials that each play has gone through and why it's evolved and why you're doing it this year differently than last year. I mean, all those things pertain.
Mike, what do you think of Mike Daniels and kind of the progression he's made in the expanded role you gave him this year and what he's kind of done with that opportunity so far?
Oh, I think Mike Daniels is exactly what you're looking for. He's a great teammate, love his energy. His toughness and passion for the game of football. He's had some big time productive individual performance. I mean, he's a steady guy, same guy every day, work ethic. So I really like what Mike's done.
Mike, you've got a lot of really good depth at safety, whether Morgan's able to go or not. Is there a way to give Sean Richardson more opportunities? I know a couple weeks ago you said that he was the MVP on special teams. Is he just that position where you've got a lot of good players right now?
Well, I think Sean Richardson's number one deserves opportunities. So it'd be nice to to give them those opportunities, and those are conversations that, that have been going on for quite some time. So, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for players to just to keep battling, take advantage of the plays that they are in on. I mean, you look at the play you made in the third down in Carolina. So it's, you know, it's, I mean, so yeah, yes. I mean, Sean deserves it, and you know, we'll see if it happens.
But after what you've gone through the last, you know, several years, it's kind of nice to actually have a guy who's a good player who you can't necessarily get on in the lineup, as opposed to dealing with injuries and going next man up, right?
Well, definitely. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, it's been a lot better standing up here talking about, you know, the injuries compared to prior years. So I mean, this is the way it's supposed to be. You know, you can't have as many good players as possible. I mean, you never have enough. So, but yes, Sean Richardson deserves opportunities.
Thank you.